With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A giant wildfire that has chased thousands from their homes and has destroyed more than 130 houses continues to rage in Ventura County, California. The mountain fire, now about 7% contained, winds have been fanning the flames.
To our community members that have been impacted by this fire, our hearts do go out to you. You are our families. You are our communities. Our firefighters, our first responders, myself, we live in these communities, and we do take this serious, and our hearts do go out to you, and we will do everything we can to get you back in as soon as we can.
Ventura County Fire Chief Dustin Gardner. It is a job of great importance to the president, and under Donald Trump, it will go to a woman for the first time in U.S. history. Mr. Trump's campaign manager, Susie Wiles, will be the White House chief of staff. And the presidential election turned some long-standing voter patterns on their head.
A South Texas region stretching from San Antonio to the Rio Grande Valley has long been a Democratic stronghold. However, in Tuesday's election, President-elect Trump flipped several counties along the border. In Starr County, voters backed a Republican presidential candidate for the first time in a century. Trump's victories in the Rio Grande Valley show how working-class voters nationwide are shifting toward Republicans. One voter who supported Trump says he thinks Democrats forgot about the middle class, saying everything is expensive and people are suffering. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNNews.com, a 13-year-old boy who police say researched school shootings online is in custody for allegedly trying to enter a Kenosha, Wisconsin elementary school while armed. In the words of the Kenosha police chief, "We narrowly missed a tragedy." On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher, the Dow and the NASDAQ, both in positive territory. This is SRN News. A court battle over transgenderism will continue.
A federal district court has rejected the state of Connecticut's request that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by several female athletes against the State Association of Schools. At issue is boys playing against girls in school sports. The plaintiffs say the presence of males on the field and in their locker rooms and restrooms discriminates against them and puts them at physical risk. A growing number of other states are passing laws to prevent this very problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in some states are rejecting the national trend toward legalizing marijuana. In Florida, an amendment that would have legalized recreational pot was defeated on Tuesday, would have allowed people 21 years and older to possess about 3 ounces of the drug. Voters in South Dakota also rejected a measure that would have made marijuana available for recreational purposes. The state allowed the use of pot for medicinal purposes in 2020. This is SRN News. How about that presidential election in the U.S.? The Media Line's Michael Friedson reports the outcome is creating quite a buzz in Israel.
Middle Eastern pundits agree that despite the satisfaction Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu displayed at President-elect Trump's victory, just how the two men's agendas will merge or diverge remains to be seen. Those who accept the view that the Israeli leader will stay steadfast in his need to fight the Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists, regardless of the amount of time it takes, may find a less willing ally in President Trump version 2, who has asserted his intent to conclude the war as soon as possible. This might mean accepting compromises Netanyahu consistently rejected, but which will set the starting point for the state of the U.S.-Israel relationship this time around. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Find more details at themedialine.org and at srnnews.com.